Islam in your language, Islam in its understanding in your language, praise Prophet in your language. So these are the beatific realities, and this is how Islam spread. Now go to subcontinent. When people say, oh Shaykh, you're doing something innovative, and then Amir Khusro and the Chishtiyya, Qawwali was invented in Persia, and Amir Khusro was the first of them who sat in their court, and the Qawwal was their diwan, where they made like a majlis, like a concert, which they had never done before. And he began to make these poetic recitations and then perform that for his shaykh, who was the Chishtiyya shaykhs. They added their was revolutionary for them, because those sounds were for Hindus. So they said, no, we're going to put our qasidas, our praisings upon Prophet with the medium of that sound, and they conquered all of India with bringing Islam. And to this day, they don't speak Arabic, because it wasn't about them being Arab. Pakistanis are not Arabs. They hold to their tradition, they keep their Urdu, they don't even wear Arabic clothes. So they understood it, that it wasn't about being Arab, it was about your culture adapting with your language the love of Sayyidina Muhammad. And look how they kept it. They keep their clothes, they keep their language, but they read Arabic, no problem. But they understood the deen in their language, and they made beautiful poetry. Same for India.